2 Kings chapter 15. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, Amaziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He did what was right at the beginning of his reign. Verse 4. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. The Lord afflicted the king with leprosy until the day he died, and he lived in a separate house. Jotham, the king's son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. Yeah, he did what was right for quite a while, but then God hit him with leprosy because he intruded into the office of the priesthood. He had no right to burn incense in the holy temple. He was puffed up with pride, I think, because of his successes. So God struck him. And as a result, he had to live in isolation. And his son, Jotham, reigned in his place. 6. As for the other events of Azariah's reign, he is also called Uzziah, by the way. In all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Azariah rested with his fathers and was buried near them in the city of David, and Jotham his son succeeded him as king. He was buried in Jerusalem, like the other kings of Judah, but separate from the former kings because he was a leper, and it was still, you know, a stigma that he took to his grave with him. Verse 8. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, son of Jeroboam, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 6 months. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father had done. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Shallum, son of Jabesh, conspired against Zechariah. He attacked him in front of the people, assassinated him, and succeeded him as king. The people didn't like Zechariah, king of Israel, so they, along with the king's friend, Jabesh, conspired and killed the king, and they did it right in public. Verse 11. The other events of Zechariah's reign are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. So the word of the Lord spoken to Jehu was fulfilled. Your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. Four generations of Jehu's family reigned as kings after him, and then that family dynasty ended. It came to pass as God's word said it would, as God's word always does. 13. Shallum, son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned in Samaria 1 month. Then Menahem, son of Gadai, went from Tirzah up to Samaria. He attacked Shallum, son of Jabesh in Samaria, assassinated him, and succeeded him as king. The other events of Shallum's reign and the conspiracy he led are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. Shallum got the throne by murder, and he lost it when he was murdered. I think Israel, as we look at this divided kingdom, especially the north, I think it was one of the most confused, messed up countries which have ever existed on planet Earth, and it is because they have spurned the worship of Almighty God. 16. At that time, Menahem, starting out from Tirzah attacked Tipshah and everyone in the city and its vicinity because they refused to open their gates. He sacked Tipshah and ripped open all the pregnant women. This guy is a madman. What a vicious, heartless king Menahem was. He experienced resistance, and boy, I'll tell you, don't do that to me. That's his attitude. It made him so furious. Furious enough to break into his city and just slice open pregnant women. That is just unthinkable. But that is what he did. That is purely demonic. 17. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, son of Gadai, became king of Israel, and he reigned in Samaria 10 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. During his entire reign, he did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. And so Menahem did not have a speck of decency in him at all. He did not even consider following the Lord God. 19. Then Pul, king of Assyria, invaded the land, and Menahem gave him 1,000 talents of silver to gain his support and strengthen his own hold on the kingdom. Assyria defeated Israel while Menahem was king and would have destroyed Israel except for the fact that Menahem paid them off with 125,000 pounds of silver. Verse 20. Verse 20 says, Menahem exacted this money from Israel. Every wealthy man had to contribute 50 shekels of silver to be given to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria withdrew and stayed in the land no longer. Menahem taxed 60,000 approximately of the wealthiest people in Israel in order to get enough wealth to buy off the Assyrians. 21. As for the other events of Menahem's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Menahem rested with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, succeeded him as king. Well, in the 10 years that he was king, Menahem did many things. None of them were any good. He was a useless man and a useless king who did only harm to his nation. 23. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, son of Menahem, became king in Israel and Samaria, and he reigned 2 years. Pekahiah did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. The one thing each of these northern kings had in common is they gave their approval to the worship of the golden calves the first king of the north, Jeroboam, made. That was something that angered God about each one of those northern kings. 25. One of his chief officers, Pekah, son of Remaliah, conspired against him, taking 50 men of Gilead with him. He assassinated Pekahiah along with and Ariah in the citadel of the royal palace at Samaria. So Pekah killed Pekahiah and succeeded him as king. And verse 26 says, the other events of Pekahiah's reign and all he did are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. Another thing that most of these northern kings had in common, in case you haven't noticed, is that they came to a violent end at the hands of their own people. 27. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 20 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Verse 29 says, in the time of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Jonah, Kadesh, and Hazor. He took Gilead and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and deported the people to Assyria. And so judgment has begun on the northern kingdom. At this time, a large portion of Israel is taken captive by Assyria. Mostly Israel's territory east of the Jordan River, but not exclusively that territory. And as I said, judgment has begun. And this is just the beginning of what will happen a little bit later. 30. Then Hashiah, son of Elah, conspired against Pekah, son of Remaliah. He attacked and assassinated him, and then succeeded him as king in the 20th year of Jotham, son of Uzziah. As for the other events of Pekah's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Why anyone wanted to be king in Israel is beyond me. It was like having a target drawn on your back. Another king of the north is murdered and replaced by his assassin. 32. In the second year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. Jotham rebuilt the upper gate of the temple of the Lord, and so Jotham was a good king in the south. And, of course, he knew the troubles the north was having with Assyria, how Assyria had attacked and taken many of the northern people captive, and that may be why he strengthened the wall of Jerusalem down in the southern kingdom. 36. As for the other events of Jotham's reign and what he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? In those days, the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, against Judah. Jotham rested with his fathers and was buried with them in the city of David, the city of his father. And Ahaz his son succeeded him as king. And Ahaz will not be like his father or his grandfather. He will be like the kings of the north. And we'll pick up our study in chapter 16 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.